Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Do you guys want to know how bad the dating scene is right now?
No, not really.
Let me tell you guys how bad the dating scene is right now. So I was talking to this guy that everybody told me, Daisy, give him a try, give him a chance. You never know unless you try. Okay, I've been single for a little bit over 3 years now.
Wow.
And this was the first guy that I, you know, kind of was like, all right, fine, I'll give it a try.
I'm sorry, I forgot you're fucking perfect, Brittany. Ew.
Mind you, all my friends were in relationships telling me to give this man a try. And
before we continue, nice seats. Is this an expensive car? I can't tell. I'm not a car guy. Do you have an OF page, ma'am?
That is the first question, believe it or not, that needs to be asked.
Or am I reading this all wrong, fellas? Y'all can let me know below. But I wouldn't be shocked if she's some type of bedroom fun worker.
You don't know that.
Before we let her finish, I'll just say this. Never be the guy she settled for. Never be the guy a whole team of people had to convince her to mess with. Because it's rarely going to end well. I'll just put it that simply.
You, like, seriously, you would just be better off just being alone. Just jacking off the porn. Honestly. You'd be 100 times better off not dealing with any of this. In most cases, women are going to be nothing but a complication to your life that's just simply not fucking worth it.
I was like, okay. But deep down inside, I had a gut feeling like that this just wasn't going to work, you know? So moral of the story, also trust your gut. Anyways, find out months down the road that this man has a full-on relationship. Like, full-on relationship. She's met his family. They have family photos up on her stuff and, like, through friends, reposting stuff. And I was just like, wow.
I don't know. For some reason, I don't believe her. But even if I do believe her, there's a lot of context that was left out of this story. So we'll just leave it at that.
You know that there's something missing.
All y'all do the same shit. Whether if you were some homeless shit trying to dig cigarettes out of a trash can or you living in the White House.
One way or another, part of this story was fucking baloney.
Get something off my chest. So if I hear a man say that he's got a high body counts don't really matter, right? I'm not judging you in a way that you think that I'm going to be judging you. What I am judging you on is the fact that I'm pretty sure that you're going to be bad in bed, because that's from personal experience. Anytime I've heard that two-pump chump, can't get it up, can't keep it up, just don't know what they're doing. So if you tell me that, I'm just assuming that you've not had a lot of returning customers. You've not really honed in on your skills.
She's brainwashed, dumbed down, emotional, and has no clue as to what she's talking about.
This is very stupid logic. So because a dude get laid a lot, that means he's a two-pump chump and he's not screwing the same women more than once. Just because he has a high body count doesn't mean he didn't have bedroom fun with those women multiple times. This is really, really stupid. But what should I expect from a woman with an arm tattoo talking on TikTok?
You've not leveled up. You just don't know what you're doing and you just moved on to the next one and didn't learn the body. Also, usually they have really small.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
She's just trying to find a way to flip the whole body count shaming. And she didn't do it with intelligence. She just didn't do it. This is a desperate attempt to try to find a way to shame men for a body count. Failed miserably though, ma'am. You failed miserably.
Like, I'm just saying, that's just like personal experience.
You ain't gotta be all no more. You ain't gotta be all no more.
What I'd avoid a man if I was a girl, and this is written by a man, doesn't delete the app even during the talking stage, 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
I agree with that. From, like, a man doing that.
But you think women should keep options open?
I think women need to keep options open because we have limited time and a man will waste our time.
Wow.
And a man has to earn exclusivity with you.
Feminist propaganda has brainwashed you. Your life is empty, rid of all meaning. It's very sad and miserable. And you just want other people to partake in that misery like a demon would. You know, demons?
Right. It makes sense. They're total hypocrites. And this is why people don't respect women when they talk. Because they don't make sense when they talk. And they don't care about equality. They just care about having the upper hand. being able to play the victim when they want to, and being able to play strong and independent when they want to. This is complete nonsense. Let me give my thoughts. I don't think the app should be deleted until we get in a committed, serious relationship. And let's be very clear, women play way more games than men play in the dating market. Most men don't have the luxury to play games with a woman. If they get a bite on their bait at all, they gotta play all their cards right. Only the top 10% of men can play these type of games that women can play with 90% of men.
And that's not an insult, that is just a fact of life.
Wow. And I don't say that in a sense that like you should sleep with multiple people, no. But
date multiple people.
Until somebody has earned the exclusivity with you.
Yeah.
Why would I just speak? And I don't use apps, but, yeah. You know, whatever. It shouldn't. A man should not assume that he's the only person that a woman is talking to.
Mm.
Because a woman should be open to being impressed by whoever impresses her.
I know I'm pretty, but, like, I'm not cocky about it. I'm just humble, and people are jealous of that. And they just sometimes wish they could be me. And honestly, they don't even know. Sometimes it's really hard to be me, like, right now.
It's not about you being impressed. Your role as a woman is to impress the man and show how you can serve him and be an asset to his life. Women who are looking to be courted and impressed by multiple men rarely make good wives and rarely ever get in relationships that last a lifetime. This woman is fucked up. By the time a woman talking like this on a podcast, she will never have a 15-year relationship in her life. Better yet, she'll never have a 5-year relationship in her life.
Don't you ever write nobody off.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams a week that won't be available to my regular subscribers?
Not really. No.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Remember when you were dating multiple people?
Yeah, that was amazing. It was just like learning gross about boundaries, what I liked more, rather than, because I used to like meet a guy, like him, date him.
Yeah.
And that's how I ended up with the biggest tea on the planet, so I then taught myself to just keep options open.
Women just get worse as they date. They don't learn from mistakes. They just come up with worse theories to employ the next time.
Get around. That was great because I found what I really loved.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't agree with that. But yeah, so men should only speak to one woman. But men are hunters. Men are chasing. Were they hunting everyone? Like, that doesn't even work.
Long story short, this is everything you don't do.
Hi, TikTok. So here's my story. I'm 40, I'm single, I'm unemployed, I'm back at my mom's house.
Damn!
I'm sorry.
Damn!
Well, damn, nigga!
Wait a damn minute. Wait a
damn! Damn! Damn!
Damn! And life is a bit scary at the moment. I am.
So why should any man take you on? 40, single, unemployed, and living with your parents? Well, first off, I got this meme for you.
You're a fucking loser. You're literally a fucking loser.
But seriously, why would any man, even a man who's not doing that great, even a man who's in the same position as you, why would he get with you?
I want to hear her answer that question. I really, really want to hear.
There's no reason for even a homeless man to get with you. You can't even put him on his feet. This is a horrible deal for any man. I'm just going to leave it at that.
I'm essentially rebuilding. I, for the past 10 years, have been traveling the world with work. And I've decided to give that up for the possibility of finding a relationship.
Hi, I'm Carrie Martin from Maumelle, Arkansas. I'm single and about to turn 40. How do I find someone to spend the rest of my life with?
I would say if I were you and I were 40 years old, I think I'd get me a nice dog. Because at 40 years old, you're not going to have the pick of the crop. Because they're not there. And a man 40 years old, usually is marriage, or he's got a girlfriend, or he just doesn't care about it. And I would say to you, you've got a slim chance of getting a good man at 40. Get yourself a good dog.
Just adopt cats. And then if you're lonely, then adopt another one. And then if, you know, just keep it up.
Wait, what? What kind of work do you do that leaves you homeless? Let me guess, you were homeless because you were traveling a lot. It doesn't make sense. If you were making any type of real money, you would have a home base. I just don't like the lies already.
Come on, none of it's true. None of it's true. It's BS. They made it up. They lie.
You pick now at 40 to take, you know, a relationship serious? Now that you just happen to be homeless? Sure.
Nice try.
Will I regret this decision? I think it's extremely possible, but I'm here to figure it all out. Why am I putting this on the internet for everyone to see?
That's a good question, because women aren't very self-aware, that's why. And women will do anything for attention. They'll do absolutely anything for attention. And you're putting it on the internet so you can get some Cash App donations. Let's be clear.
Bitch, I see what you did there. I know.
Accountability. I don't know. There's a part of me that feels that by doing this, I'm in control of my situation right now. When the reality is, I'm not. And I'm pretty scared at the moment. I'm dealing with a lot of anxiety.
And it's funny. The reason it's so funny is because when they're on top, they don't care about you at all.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.